Aloha, and welcome to another subject-specific class overview. Today we're dealing with the Parts Department and the Art of the Possible. In everything that we do in life, we try to do the best we can. We look at our athletics, and we have running races and jumping, so we're clocked with the fastest person, the person who can jump the highest. At schools, we've got grade point averages. We've always got something against which we can measure our performance, and we all want to do a good job. In this particular class, with the Art of the Possible, we're dealing with all manner of things within the parts business. We're dealing with sales processes and inventory and systems and incentive programs and financial reporting, all manner of different things, and every single one of those things has goals, objectives, metrics, all of which we have to attempt to be able to meet or exceed. In our classes, we always look for, and in our work life, we always look for helping people identify their individual potential. To make matters worse, we want to help people be able to achieve that potential. This Art of the Possible class points straight at that. Our method of teaching is the Socratic method. It's not for everybody. But what it does is we don't give you the answers, we pose the questions. And we give you the tools whereby you can get to the place that you can come up with those answers. I taught education early in my career at university. I taught people how to teach. And obviously, you have to aim at teaching a curriculum. But also, as I went through this, I was trying to get every student to understand that our responsibility is not just to teach to a curriculum, but also to create the world where the student can teach themselves to learn. Then we have progress. Then we have an opportunity. Then we have the Art of the Possible. I hope this overview gives you a better understanding of what we offer in this class, and I look forward to talking with you on another class in the near future. Mahalo.